Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Meadon.
And this is Jeff Ellis for Thursday, October 4th, 2012.
Episode 8.23, the Week 5 Preview Show.
Woo-hoo!
Do you remember when we were just like doing like our prediction show?
Yes, I do. I remember it like it was yesterday. Like it was 6 weeks ago.
No, it was yesterday.
No, I remember it though like it was 6 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. I remember it as if it was yesterday.
And it was actually 5.5 weeks ago. So and that's how much time changes.
Yeah, you just are an anomaly of time.
Yes, I am.
You are a looper.
I saw loopers.
You saw a looper?
There you go.
Call a brother up, man. What's
no,
that?
No, it was a date. Screw you. It was a date.
We can't have double date night?
Not sometimes.
So not ever?
No, I just said not sometimes.
Last time we had that double date night.
What if...
You don't have to worry about children anymore.
I had to drop my daughter at a party.
Okay.
And pick her up afterwards. And it fit that window nicely where I had to drop her off at the party.
All right, anyways, we got...
Bruce Willis rules the school.
Bye weeks, Cowboys, Raiders, Buccaneers, and Detroit Lions.
Good job.
All
I didn't put that
bye.
In the notes. You just
you
pulled
did.
That out of your head.
Boom, right here.
Very nice.
So wait, say
those teams again.
Cowboys, Lions, Raiders, Buccaneers.
There's a few people that are going to be hurt in fantasy football. That's kind of fun. Mostly Steve is raising his hand.
I've got a team.
Well, first of all, if you got Tony Romo in a few places, probably,
yes,
and you wish you didn't.
But I've got a team that's got DeMarco Murray, all right?
Yeah.
Dez
Bryant.
No. DeMarco Murray.
Darren McFadden.
Okay. As my two running backs. Calvin Johnson.
Uh-oh.
As my wide receiver.
Uh-oh. Tony Romo's your quarterback.
Tony Romo's my quarterback.
Uh-oh. That backup.
Jason Hansen. As my kicker.
That number two wide receiver better really kick butt. It better be Megatron and his brother all playing simultaneously because you're bombing.
So that team, I don't expect much.
Yeah, bye weeks, friends. Bye weeks.
I don't expect much from that. Anyways, let's get going,
Jeffrey. We're the contenders and pretenders.
We've
ranked the games.
Yes, we have for the first time all year. Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So when I go into RottenTomatoes.com and I see the movie scores and things like that,
yes,
and I see like a 92% favorable rating on a film,
yes,
I fully expect that movie to kick butt. And
okay,
Loopers was really good.
Okay.
But it didn't kick butt.
I see.
And so I'm letting these artificial metrics affect my movie-going experience because,
yeah,
as I've said before and I'll say again, expectations have about 50 to 70% to do with someone's ability to enjoy a movie.
I go to get entertained.
I know
you do. I don't
care
what anybody says. I don't care what anyone rates it. I don't care how many stars or how many thumbs up it gets.
Yeah.
I'm going with absolutely zero opinions. Entertain me. If you entertain me, I love it.
It's because you don't respect anyone's opinion but your own.
If you don't entertain me, that's not true.
I'm just kidding.
When it comes to movies, sure. Because you know what critics are? They're a bunch of guys who couldn't make it as actors, and they're freaking just now thumbs up, thumbs down.
Some are producer wannabes.
Okay. Well,
some are writer wannabes.
Well, there you go. But still.
I'm very disappointed in Partizan Belgrade in their inability to get a goal today and making me go to L1 and ESPN streak for the cash. I'm really, really disappointed.
Okay.
Wow. I'm
Who
just, I can't tell you. The,
oh, is
the
that
Ruben Kazan won 2-0. Now, you shouldn't be betting on UEFA League when you're dealing with teams that you've never heard of before, probably.
Streak for the cat. I just lost.
You just lost. Same thing. Are you also cursing Partizan Belgrade?
Partizan
Belgrade?
Belgrade's
in Yugoslavia.
They just needed to win. Draw
or lose,
or
by,
lose
one.
By one.
I know they couldn't.
They lost by two. So
you're
L1
too.
I'm L1.
Nice job, loser.
That's right.
Join me, won't you?
So now let's say I'm taking. Let's see.
Okay, I'm going
PGA,
Liverpool.
Timberlake
no, Liverpool
Shriners.
Win. Go at Liverpool. You've
Liverpool.
Got Udinese, right, Win or and I know Liverpool fans out there are saying, don't do it. We do know enough about European and English soccer to know that Liverpool is struggling. And we know that you don't walk alone, but you do walk with your head hung low.
Yes.
We know those things about Liverpool, but come on, these teams that we've never heard of.
Udinese.
Seriously.
I'm taking Liverpool, too.
They're in Anfield. Right, come on.
So I have a confession to make.
True Confessions with Stephen Miranda.
It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing.
Show me your palms. What? Okay, no hair on the palms. While he's confessing, I want to check your palms.
No hair on the palms? What does that mean?
Have you never heard that old wives tale about enjoying yourself?
No.
Yeah, you'll grow hair on your palms. Steve was playing True Confession.
I haven't done that in a very long time.
All right, fair enough. Just saying.
It's been a long time.
Just saying
is all, Jeffrey.
All right,
but here's my confession. So I accidentally saw your picks online.
Oh, no. What, in Dropbox?
No, in
oh,
in
you
the,
saw. Well, you encouraged me to make them
yes,
on time
which
on the
is
site.
Great. That's great.
Which I never
but
do.
There's a little box there that says allow others to see my picks.
Oh,
don't allow people to see your picks.
I didn't know that
until the game starts. Then your picks.
So you're having me go back to the site again?
No, not
I know
now.
It's our website,
saying,
but come on, don't
I'm
make me
saying,
ever go there.
I'm just saying for next week, make sure you don't allow other people to see your
I
picks.
Appreciate your true confession.
Because
Steven
I saw
has
your
an additional
picks.
True confession, and part of it's on me. When the last show got bounced down, we had some technical glitches, and Steven had to be here late bouncing the show down for the last podcast, and that probably prompted him to look at this long stretch where I monologued for a long time in the middle, and there was... And he's like, I wonder what Jeff was saying there. Boom. Drops in. And this is where Jeff says, help Jeff punish Steven.
Yeah.
He texts me, soliciting input to give you input. No, in all fairness, no
I'm
one's hit it yet.
I'm not going to London.
No one's hit it
I've
yet.
I've decided.
Well, then I want to rebook our seats next to each other so I could have extra room. Because I'm going. I want us both off the aisles and me in the middle.
You didn't change flights? I thought you were changing flights.
I didn't know I could change flights. I think there's a change fee. I've got a complaint in to Virgin.
Yeah.
I would rather fly later and see all of Sunday night football because it's going to be a great game.
I understand.
And I'd rather get into London later and then do Mike's show at 1 o'clock
but
in the
I'd
freaking
like to be
morning.
On the same flight with you.
Why does it matter? We've flown a million times in our lives. I mean, do I have to hold your hand? I mean, come on. You used to not enjoy flying as much.
I still don't. I hate it. I hate that you make me get on a plane every single time we need to go somewhere.
Sometimes we're in a car.
And I enjoy those much better.
Yeah.
Until you start driving like a Banshee, and then that scares me a little bit.
I've never seen a Banshee drive, and I suspect I'm better. I suspect I'm better.
All right.
I'm gonna
get your facts straight.
There's some NFL news that we need to
There is, but I just want to warn everybody, we have ranked all the games this week. We have El Juego Grande, Games of the Week, Games of Importance, and Nap Games.
Yes.
And it is possible that your team has been relegated to Nap Game Land, and for that, we are sorry, but we can't help you.
We didn't put your team there.
You put your team. You put your team there.
You put your team
You were not a good enough fan to keep your team from being shoved down to the bottom of the rankings so that we make sure that we spend time on the important games.
There is one game that we have at a nap game that I'm still not sure belongs there.
Seahawks-Panthers.
No.
It should be.
That belongs
Because that's
there.
My team and they're great.
It's the one after that.
Oh, Texas Jets? You just want to see what... Everybody wants to know.
You've got
first of all, it's Monday Night Football.
At 2-2, Monday Night Football.
I'm going to be doing TalkSport live.
We need to bump it up.
Just for that reason alone.
Just the least game of
importance. Okay, game importance. So we'll go to the last game of importance.
Yes.
That's fine. There. Done. Okay.
Now I'm happy.
Well, no, we need to see how the Jets are going to rebound, and everybody wants to know,
now
is it Tebow time?
I can... Well, that's what...
Is that the bigger thing?
Tebow time!
NFL news. Hit it.
Yes.
Hit it. Do it. Make it so. Tell me the news, Uncle Steven. One of the things we'll start off is in New Orleans, where we will have Sean Payton, Greg Williams, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver will be allowed to get into New Orleans.
I thought Greg Williams was in allowed to go to Rams Cardinals tonight, Thursday Night Football. That's what I read. He cannot talk to any players or coaches, but he's at.
Well, trust me, they're putting him in a hermetically sealed tube
bubble. And then Sean Payton is allowed to go because
with Mickey Loomis,
because of the significance
of this game
of Drew Brady.
Which we'll get to there.
Yeah, and,
but they're going to be allowed to attend games.
Drew Brady. Drew Brees.
No, it's Greg Brady, Steven.
Yes.
Marsha. Dude, we've been together way too long.
We have been.
But I love you. I love Drew. If you're Brees. Listening to this show, I love you. I just want you to know that Marie McCormick, I love you.
She is.
She's lovely.
I tell you what. Back to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, that never mind. That other thing. Yeah. She was, you know.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, she was beautiful. Anyways, all right. All the women are going, ew! And all the guys are going, yeah. Anyway, some bad news for the New York Jets who are struggling.
Oh, my gosh.
Santonio Holmes out for the season with a Lisfranc injury on his foot. Nobody touched him. That was just bad. It was bad, and I feel sorry for Santonio. And this, just to say, how bad do teams want to avoid Terrell Owens, Chad Johnson, and Plaxico Burress? The Jets went out and signed Jason Hill.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Jason Hill.
I'm sorry?
A guy who, by the way, last season said Darrell Revis was overrated.
Well,
that's going to work.
Well, Darrell Revis doesn't come around much these
days. That's right.
Because he's injured. So is why they said this could work. But really, I don't know what skill set he's bringing to the
Revis
table.
Is out for the season now, too. So
that was my point.
Yes, I know. So
the Hill can be there, and it won't be a bit of controversy.
But you don't think he comes around the locker room from time to time?
After
a rehab
it
stint?
All depends on the player, but frequently guys, once they're hurt, they stay away from the team because they don't want to be a distraction, especially when you are the best defensive player on the team. You don't want to be thought of as
Jets
the guy
are...
that's
ship all banged up.
They're not just ship all banged up. They were bad before.
Yeah.
Now they're ship all banged up and bad. It is time for Jets Nation to reach down inside and find something, for heaven's sake, and pull it up and show that you care, show that you're passionate, show that you love this sport and you know how to grind through the excruciating losses that are inevitable in NFL seasons.
Yes.
Turn it around, guys.
Josh Cribbs is saying that his family doesn't want him to play football anymore because of that hit he took on Thursday
Cribbs
night.
Cribbs in space.
My whole family was crying. They were scared. They don't want me to play football anymore. But he says he is not afraid, Jeffrey. So there's one thing I know about the game of football is you can't go out there and be timid.
No.
You can't go
half
speed.
That's the easiest way to get hurt.
Yeah. So I wish him all the luck. I hope he's 100% before he gets back on the field. But he might want to listen to his family there. And finally, Jeff, do you want to know?
I want to know.
What the official that called the fail Mary call.
That got the Canadian guy nearly $750,000 on his 15-game parlay. $5 bet. Just think about it. So I told Didi this. Canadian bet had a 15-game parlay, $5.
$5 on
15.
Basically,
all games, every game.
He decided, I'm not going to eat a Happy Meal with cheese today. I'm just going to go and spend my $5 and pick 15 games.
I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
It's a lottery ticket.
Only
because, you know, if I get all 15 games right, 15 for 15, I will get $750,000.
Now, imagine.
You're sitting there.
So Sunday, you're not thinking anything about it.
Yeah.
The end of the day on Sunday, you pull out your ticket. You're like, let's see how I did.
You went 14 for 14.
Honey!
You're riding.
Honey!
You're now riding on Seattle Green Bay, where you took the Seahawks.
It doesn't matter whom you took, Steven, in this case. Okay? What matters is that you've got 24 hours to sweat.
You're in it.
For 24 hours, you don't sleep. You don't breathe.
Yeah, you do.
You don't eat. You're just like, oh, my God, when does the game start? Oh, my God. And then that last play, you're pretty sure that it's screwed. You're screwed. And then the last play, and then the controversy, and then the call being wrong. then you're jubilant, and then you're wondering if it's going to get turned over. That poor man probably has at least $1 million in medical bills after all this. But I thought it was a fun story anyways. What else we got?
Well, he says, the official says that he learned a rule by screwing up the rule. That was
well, there you go. Best way to learn stuff is to mess up.
By screwing up the rule.
All right.
Thank you, Elliot!
In Kansas City, Kevin Boost, Caboose, as we like to call him, is out for the season with a head injury.
Yeah, that's not good either for Kevin Boost.
And you know, it's interesting. I saw Rex Ryan's press conference this morning from, what's that place that they practice and train in New York, in New Jersey, upstate?
Somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Their training facilities. I always like to have these at the tip of my tongue, but I don't in this case. Everyone screaming at your iPod, stop it. I can't hear you, okay?
Okay.
So stop it. Rex Ryan, basically, his injury report, whoo, daddy. It was like, these guys are not practicing today because of these injuries. These guys are limited today because of injuries. These guys, and it was basically almost a 40-man list, are practicing fully today with all these injuries. Back, spleen, hamstring.
No bueno, man. No
bueno. Okay, you got this many hamstring injuries in the NFL. Is it possible that we are not training our guys enough with the limited practices and the new CBA? I'm just putting it out there because I've never seen this many hamstring and groin injuries at this point of an NFL season. Never. I would like somebody to go back and quantify it. Week 5 of the season, honestly. What's the most hamstring and groin injuries that we've had relative to now? And I think what you find is that guys are not doing the game contact situations, those explosive practices where you actually can pull a hamstring and a groin. No amount of conditioning gets you ready for the game-like situations, which you're not allowed to really practice anymore, but once a week.
Well, you have been harping on that for a while. So,
and I harped a little better, I thought, this time, and I have evidence now.
Well, finally, I guess the last thing is that
Sam Hurd pleading not guilty to his new drug charges.
Yeah, we're not, not Sam Hurd.
He looks like he's lost a lot of weight.
No, Mike Tice, the offensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, saying that he and Jay Cutler, they're okay. They're okay. We're fine.
Oh, good for them.
I'm good with Cutler, he says. Well, you saw what happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, you know, after a play, they came out to the sideline.
Sure.
Mike Tice is trying to show him something, and Jay Cutler
just
gets
up and walks
away.
And does it twice.
That, wow.
You don't walk away from your coach. But if you do, a coach should have the right to slap you upside the head.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You're being a boob.
All right, Jeffrey, that's it. Let's bring it. El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
The Denver Broncos 2-2 with the New England Patriots 2-2. The renewal of a great rivalry. Before we go there, I just think the show's so much better with Kostaki being there on Mondays. Or Tuesdays.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it is an ad that is makes this show go from good to great.
Okay.
I think it's gold.
I'm glad that Kostaki comes every week.
It's just, I think it's such a special treat. I look forward to it. That being said, okay, Broncos, Patriots. Well, the renewal of a rivalry we thought may never get renewed. And
well,
they're back.
How can there be a rivalry between two guys?
I mean, it's, never actually.
Welcome to the hot seat.
They never even play against each other.
They're actually good. They're actually good friends.
Who's on the hot seat?
You are.
What did I get put on the hot seat for?
You don't get put on the hot seat for doing things wrong.
Okay.
You get put on the hot seat because a difficult question is coming your way.
See.
You really don't get the hot seat.
Well,
do you?
The hot
you
seat usually when a coach is on a hot seat, that means he's been doing a poor job and he's about to get fired.
Okay, that's a fair analogy, but I made that sound effect a long time ago,
okay.
And I wasn't thinking of that.
All right.
I was just saying, you know where I got it from was The Onion Sports.
Oh, I see.
And The Onion was like, can you handle the heat?
I see.
Bring it into the steam chamber and stuff. And
because it kind of sounds a little bit like
Who
Wants
office.
To Be a Millionaire? You know, and then the lights go down, and then he asks you the question. What color is the sky? Red, yellow, purple, blue. And the guy's like,
I'd like to take my 50-50, please.
Guy goes, purple. It's like,
is that your final answer?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going with purple.
I'm sorry.
And he gets knocked out.
No, this is a timpani drum from GarageBand put together with my voice tweaked up on some droids.
Getting knocked out in the $100 question.
I've never seen that. I haven't watched the show enough to see. Okay.
It happened twice. Okay. Someone got knocked out on the $100 question.
I didn't even know that was the lowest level. I don't. I'm not cool enough for popular culture.
All right. Jeff doesn't know anything. Fine. Look.
You're on the hot seat. You shut up? You're on the hot seat. When you're on the hot seat, you can't talk till you get asked the question. Then you bemoan that you've been asked the question. Then you ponder the question. Then you give the great answer to the question. Are we clear about the rules? Yes, because he's not talking.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Which is a bigger rivalry for Tom Brady, Eli Manning or Peyton Manning today?
Oh, I'm bemoaning the question.
Oh, you can't sarcastic.
But well, you told me.
You sarcastic. Wow.
We can't have this much fun with every game. We're going to run out of time.
It's el juego grande estupendo de la semana.
All right. So we can with this one. Gotta think Eli Manning.
The me too.
Beat him twice me in too. The Super Bowl.
How many times have Peyton
Manning
and Tom
has
met,
kept Tom out of the Super Bowl once.
Right.
But
how
Eli
many times have they lost
twice.
Rings because of Guy, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta think that Eli's the bigger rival because of the rings.
Yes.
As it so happens, Tom and Peyton are friends. Right. They actually hang
and they
in the offseason.
Really play against each other. I don't know, but it's good to see them play in the same game.
It's terrific.
I like that.
So what was your response when you peeked at my picks and saw that I was taking the Broncos in this game?
I was a little shocked.
Because, I would imagine that you were. Yeah, I was hoping to shock you for real in person.
I was a little shocked.
I'm vacillating still on this game.
Mostly because I thought about taking the Broncos for a little
while. If you don't think about taking either team in this contest, yes. You are a fool.
Right.
Okay? This is a difficult game to pick. Vegas has it. Patriots -6.5. I think that is a spread I would stay the hell away from. I wouldn't touch this game with a 20-foot pole.
I've got the Patriots.
And I don't blame you.
They're at home.
Sure. They don't lose at home almost ever.
The Broncos
they have, but they
right
don't.
Now have been a tale of two teams.
Yes, they have.
At home, fantastic. They beat the Steelers.
Yeah, right.
And they almost beat Houston. And they just recently smacked around the Raiders. But
I'd like to know what Peyton's record is in Foxborough.
But on the road.
What is it in Foxborough? That's what I want to know. Well, given that they never lose at Foxborough.
I could tell you.
But I'm going to suspect that the Patriots usually win.
They have.
Because they usually win at home. But here is the reason that I'm taking the Denver Broncos. It's simply this. I believe we are standing at a crossroads in the history of the NFL. Okay. Is that hyperbole? No, actually, in this case, it's not.
Okay.
I believe that the New England Patriots are in the swan song. They're in the final act of what has been an amazing, historic, legendary run. And the Denver Broncos are going to be just simply the best team in the AFC West, very simply because the rest of the teams in the AFC West are doo-doo.
Well, but they're not right now, by the way. That is actually right.
You still haven't brought all the helmets back.
They're all. I put them right there in front for you, dude.
I didn't see them. Are they really there?
Smack you, man.
Are they really there?
Yes, they're right there.
Okay, well, when I come in, it's dark. I have to pass things to turn on the lights
you want on. You probably passed.
That you want on. If I turn on the lights I want on, I would have seen them. The lights I want to turn on are the studio lights, which are blindingly obnoxious.
Yes, and we don't need them when we're doing a podcast. We only do them when we're doing video.
They fill me with a certain level of anxiety that I think is better for the show. The yellow light is mellow.
Turn them on.
No. It's too far. You are not.
I could turn them on.
You could.
I could reach.
You cannot. You're going to disconnect yourself. You're going to jerk this box right off the table. And it's not worth it. My point is I didn't see the helmets, and I'm sorry that
every
I would have done them.
Turn on the lights. All of a sudden, in my head, it goes, he was blinded by the light. And that's all I hear. And it. I'm sorry. I know you don't like for me to sing songs, but that's what I hear.
But some people do like you to sing songs.
And I get blinded by the light. And we don't need it when we're not doing video. That's all I'm saying.
Revved up like a deuce.
In the middle of the night.
And a runner in the night.
And a runner in the night. I thought it was in the middle of the night.
That's okay. I probably have it wrong too, but I'm closer. But I'm closer.
But I'm
revved
close.
Up like a deuce, I do know for
yes,
sure.
Yes, you looked that up. I do remember.
Yeah, at some point in my life. Steve and I, we discussed this morning before the show. We've known each other far too long. We're like saying the same things word for word.
I'm going to stick with New England.
I'm going to stick with Denver for now. It's just that the defense, I think, of the Denver Broncos is so good.
I so want you to make this the challenge game.
Yeah, I probably won't.
I will give you $5 if you make it the challenge game.
I owe your daughter $5, so that's what you're planning on, right?
You know what? She did ask me yesterday. She was like, Daddy, did Uncle Jeff leave me a Lincoln?
Ask her if she's invoiced Uncle Jeff. Now, I know that she... You need to start to teach your daughter. I know she's only 10 or 11. Is she 11?
She was getting ready to invoice you via text, and I stopped her. Do you want my daughter to say, Uncle Jeff, can you please send
here's
the $5?
Mr. Lincoln.
There you go.
For the kid.
Yes.
And if I have 5 singles, I'll pay her for next week. I don't. I have 4 singles.
She will be very happy. Because it's like her payday.
I understand that.
And her
that.
Piggy bank is getting huge. Her piggy bank's now so big that we actually need to go open a bank account.
She do it. My mom and dad did.
What?
Just take from it. As you have need. And then when the kid asks, you say, what? I put food on the table and this is the thanks I get? Then they guilt you about their own stealing. Ooh,
oh, yeah. My gosh.
It was rough. Patty's coming up this weekend because Jordan's going to be here.
Oh, great.
You guys are going
She's
where on Saturday?
You?
We don't have a room because Jordan's coming home this weekend. That's the whole point.
He's coming home this weekend.
We should play cards.
Well, I should tell you. We should play cards. But hold on. Saturday morning, ACC has having their 30th.
You think my son's getting up early for his preschool reunion?
It's 30th year, man.
He and Quinn could go.
That's what they really want to do is they were like, it's Jordan. Jordan's
they
in
want
college.
Those buddies.
And she's like, and he's in Santa Barbara. She's like, oh, do you think maybe he would come down? It's only 2.5
hours. He would do it for Quinn.
Probably. So I don't know if Quinn, I don't know.
He and Quinn are still tight.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they should go.
They're still tight.
She's like, what about Kara? I'm like, I don't know if Kara's doing
Kara
that.
Kara is too cool. She's a sophomore in high school.
So she's like, will you please bring your daughter? So we're going to stop in. We're going to bring Elena and Emma.
Well, I mean, that's cool for your kids that are younger.
Yes, yes, yes.
But for the kids that are older, that would be a kick, though, for them.
It would be.
A preschool reunion. How bizarre has this country become? Oh,
but anyway,
gosh.
Jeff, then we're going to spend the night. You know, you haven't gone with us. You need to go to Disneyland with us.
It's really expensive.
I know.
You have an annual pass.
We do.
And it's going up in price. I bet you guys don't even renew this year. It's going to be so expensive.
We actually wound up doing it because...
What, a 40% or something?
They let us,
ridiculous.
You can do it on a month. It's a monthly plan.
I don't pay
every month.
I don't like monthly payments.
No interest rate, nothing.
They better do it on...
you know, and because we were already... We weren't.
Mickey better give me a...
unfortunately, we weren't grandfathered into the old price, which I thought, you know, they might do for people who, you know, have been with them for a while.
Yeah.
They might have a little sympathy.
40 years, is that the grandfathering price? They give you e-tickets, ticket rides.
But we get, you know what? It is really cool. I am surprised how much cool stuff you get at being an annual pass holder.
That's you get discounts on crap that I don't want to buy. That's you know what? Because somebody was telling me this.
Food at the
AT&T
park.
Was telling me this about ending my business account. Yeah. You get 15% off at every AT&T store. I don't go into AT&T stores.
Yeah.
So I don't care. Stop telling me I get discounts.
Yeah, but anyways, Jeff. You get stuff. They send you cool things.
Okay,
anyways.
The Broncos.
Yes.
Who's got the better defense? Denver or New England?
Denver.
Okay.
New England has stepped up a little bit.
They have stepped it up a little bit.
But I haven't seen that defense on the road.
You haven't
seen
the defense travel. But we know the good defenses do travel.
Yes.
So Denver, show me. Show me.
Show
Let's me. Move on to the games of the week, shall we? The Arizona Cardinals start us off at the St. Louis Rams tonight on Thursday Night Football. Steven will bring you all the highlights during Mike Graham's Talk Sport Extra Time.
You got quarters today? I want to make some quarter bets today.
I got dollars.
I might have some dollars.
I got 4 singles, as it's already been determined on the show. You got a 20. I got a 20s. That ain't no issue for me, bro.
Yeah.
I go large at the back of the wallet. You want one of those? Yeah. You want a Ben Franklin? That's what your little girl needs to start to ask for is the Ben Franklins.
Yeah.
And I got a safe full of Ben Franklins thanks to the Indians. Thank you to the San Manuel tribe of Indians.
Thanks to the Indians. I have. Well, I'm taking a family of four to Europe.
You are for the first 4 weeks. Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
So
I suggest that
I
stay right there.
I need to keep all the Franklins. I can.
I agree with that.
I have to stick to the quarter bet.
Okay,
I'll bet you a quarter for every dollar.
What are you betting? What is the wager, dum-dum?
I've got the Arizona Cardinals to go to 5-0.
And you believe that I've got the Rams since you've looked at my picks. And you have a photographic memory. Convenient! Yeah, I do have the Rams because I think the Rams are a
really?
Pretty good team.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I do have the Rams. Okay. You know how I feel about the Rams. And if you
do
looked
you
at
really
my most
feel
powerful rankings.
This week, Jeff?
Why wouldn't I this? What's
okay,
so different
because
about this week?
Because the fake field goal is not going to get it done this week.
No, they're playing a really good defense this week.
Yes.
A really good defense, a defense that likes. And look, it's very probable that they're going to take Peterson and they're going to put him on Amendola. That's the smart play to make. But that's going to still leave Brandon Gibson, and you still got Steven Jackson that's going to run for 100 yards somehow in this game. That is exactly why I'm taking the St. Louis Rams. They're a good team at home. On the road, they really struggle. And Arizona is a little bit of smoke and mirrors, if you ask me.
I will
not.
Do you
agree with the smoke and mirrors a little bit?
I will not disagree.
This game fascinates me, Steven. I regret that you have to work this game for radio because I would love to, and I still may come over here and watch it in the cave with you. But you know, I won't be able to stay off the air.
That's true.
If there's live audio being broadcast, I'm going to be jumping in with my two cents. I can't stay out. I'm sorry. It's what I do. People wish I'd shut up, but I won't.
So back, boom, boom, right off the bat. We disagree.
So here in my powerful rankings, which haven't gotten as much comments as usual. I'm a little concerned. Maybe I got it right, but I doubt it. Yeah. And some of the comments I got, I'm talking to you. You know who you are. Make sure that they're intelligible. The comments? Read your comment before you post it. One of them was just like, I didn't understand if it was being a compliment or if I was being slammed.
Uh-huh. I'm burning up.
You're burning up. I'm sorry. We should change seats one of these days. But in this, the St. Louis Rams come in at 18th this week, and the Arizona Cardinals have to be 6th, okay? Unfortunately, peer pressure alone has me putting a 4-0 team up there. I acknowledge that my power rankings are influenced by peer pressure.
Okay.
But not greatly.
Who peer pressured you into moving them up to 6?
Everybody who has a brain that talks about football.
Okay.
I allow myself to be bullied by the smart people. I mean, if that's not wise, I don't know what is. So I've got them at number 6, as a silver team.
You know, I don't know.
I got above the freaky New England Patriots.
Got,
do I really think that?
Do I really think that? Teams up there in the gold, I think you need to move Arizona up to the gold.
Yeah, that is never going to happen.
If they win this week, they go 5-0. Well, let's say they go 5-0 and Houston and Atlanta both lose. What are you going to do?
I'll move them up. It depends. But no, they'll probably stay right there because all these other teams are going to win this week. So they're going to stay right there.
I'm saying, what if Houston and Atlanta lose?
Oh, if Houston and Atlanta lose, San Francisco's going back up to the top after they kick the crap out of the Bills. This is not even going to be funny.
So, let me mark you down. You've got San Francisco.
You know that.
We might differ on another
one that's
there.
A challenge game. How to get Steven to tell the truth. Just threaten challenge game, and then he comes forward and says, never mind, I was kidding. It was a joke. Okay, Cardinals and Rams. Tell me why you're taking the Cardinals, because they're 4-0 and they've played great defense.
Not just 4-0. I do not buy the St. Louis Rams for anything.
Yeah, you really almost hate them.
I don't hate them. It's not hate.
But it's almost. It's a visceral reaction against.
Here's the thing. You have started to fall in love with them again because
there's a chance they may
the
come
mean
home.
The lady's gone
and
now.
And they may come home.
And they may come back to you.
Come home.
And you're like, just come back to me, babe.
Just come back, honey. I'll forget the past.
Forget it all.
I'm so old, I don't remember anyways. Okay? I think of Jackie Slater, Olsen.
I don't like their defense. I really don't like their defense. Even with the addition of Courtland Finnegan.
I hate Courtland Finnegan. Right. We've established
so
that.
So I don't like their defense.
I love Fish.
I know Amendola had that one super game where he had 17 catches.
He had one super game.
He had one super game.
He's a slot receiver, as you pointed out, Steven, who doesn't do a lot after the catch. I don't disagree with that, but anybody who gets the ball 11 times a game with catches,
because
you're going to be in the end zone a few times. Because
he's getting 3-yard passes every time. Anyone who gets 11 catches a game should go over 100 yards all the time.
Yeah.
11 catches for 60?
Not in this system.
Not going to do it.
Not in this system. And when you can take another team's shutdown corner and put them on your little old slot receiver, I think that gives your team some chances. So there we go. Let's move on. Eagles and Steelers. We're 35 minutes in. Eagles, Steelers,
what
next game we've got
Packers, Colts?
We probably just have things sorted differently.
All right, so Packers, I'll move Eagles, Steelers.
Well, that's good because I can't find the other one. Right. But Packers, Colts is in this grouping?
Yes.
Then let's just talk about them now. Because I had to move them anyways.
Okay. Well,
Packers, Colts. There we go. Packers, Colts. Packers, easy. Packers, why are they even in the games of the week? I had them in games of importance.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's move them down.
Right. We don't know why you're here. You don't belong here. Eagles, Steelers. People, remember, don't laugh with us. Laugh at us.
Steelers coming off a bye.
That's all I need to know.
I think, they're pretty good when they come off a bye.
Yep.
And I think the Eagles will return back to their turnover ways.
Their turnover ways will return.
So I got Pittsburgh.
I've got Pittsburgh simply because they're coming off the bye. If they were not coming off a bye, and let's say they had an emotional win over Baltimore, I might take the Eagles in this game.
Yeah, but they're coming off a bye. They're getting Harrison back. They're getting Palomalo back.
I think Mendenhall is even back.
Mendenhall's
back.
Yeah,
I mean, you're talking about the walking wounded that has come back to life here in Pittsburgh, in the Steel City. Teresa, we love you, and we love your Steelers this week.
Just this week, though.
Yeah, no. This is no long-term commitment to them.
All right.
Long-term commitment to you, but not to them. The Eagles, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying you can win by 4 points, three games.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that. The Steelers will show you something. The line here, Steelers -3.5. Vegas is respecting the Eagles a lot, and I respect them. I'm not saying I don't respect the Eagles, but the Steelers are coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
And Mike Tomlin is a hell of a coach. Falcons at Redskins. The Atlanta Falcons 4-0 go into DC to face RG3.
The over under is 50.5.
Yeehaw.
I still think it might go over.
You still think it might go? I think it probably does. I think the Falcons score 40 points. I think they may hang a 40 burger on Redskins. Although they play some pretty good defense, I must say.
But, you know, the Redskins have put up some points as well. They've put up.
I've been riding Robert Griffin in fantasy ball, so I know that.
Roberto Griffin III, though.
El Trezo.
Yes. Robert Griffin III has been pretty good, but I think the Falcons will find a way to slow him down just a little bit. I got Atlanta.
Well, and the thing I like about Atlanta right now, although I dropped them in my powerful rankings from 1 to 2, it's just because of how good Houston is. It's no knock on the Falcons.
Right.
But the Falcons, what they're doing on defense is becoming as impressive as what they do on their offense.
My only problem is they kind of struggled a little bit with Cam Newton.
I wrote that in my powerful rankings.
And
you've got kind of the same team coming in here this week.
Yeah, Robert Griffin III.
My hope and expectation, Steven, on what you said is that, okay, so you've played a guy like that.
Now you know how
now to you have a better idea of how to bring him down. The only problem is that Robert Griffin is bigger than Cam. Mm. Yeah. And Super Cam is a great player.
I don't know about that. Robert Griffin bigger
physically,
than Cam?
I don't know.
Physically?
I don't know. I was pulling out my butt. I was right. Ed Frank's just sitting there screaming right now. So-and-so's 5'7" 3/4. Bench presses 272 pounds, 55 reps. Okay, Ed, settle down.
Yeah, I think Cam's a little bit bigger. But that was a good try. But I'm sticking with the Falcons.
All right.
Yes?
Now, I'm going to tell you exactly. Cam Newton, friends, is 6'5". 245 pounds.
Yeah.
And
Robert Griffin III won't come close to that.
That's really big. Robert Griffin III is 6'2", 217 pounds.
Yeah.
Cam eats him for lunch. That's all there's to it.
Cam's a big guy, dude.
He's ginormous.
And the only what the only reason, Jeff, I stood next to both of them at the draft.
Yeah.
Literally,
that's
like,
fun. I frequently get up for the players because I want to size myself up against them.
Yeah. Cam made me, look petite.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I could probably tackle.
Where's the boys' sizes at the store here? Where's the kids section?
And I was like, yeah, I could probably tackle Robert Griffin. I don't know if I could tackle.
6'2", 217. Robert, you need to make sure you run a little less because now that scares me a little bit about him. I want his health to stay there.
He's taking far too many hits, man.
Yeah. So we both have got
Atlanta.
At Hotlanta.
Moving on to the final game of the week. Sunday night. Is that Sunday Night Football?
If I say it is, it is.
Sunday Night Football on NBC. The San Diego Chargers travel to New Orleans to face the Saints.
Sunday Night Football. What a great. You know, I'm not missing the go-go boots.
What?
I'm not missing the go-go boots on Faith Hill.
Well, that's because you don't like them.
I like go-go boots.
Okay.
But what I like better is...
her legs.
Flash.
She does have nice legs.
Yeah.
But she could put the boots back on.
She could. But you know what? It works without...
I'm more of an imagination kind of a guy. Let me peel the boots off.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Let's just cut to the chase here. I'll use the N-word. Make it.
Take it off. All right.
The N-word.
The Chicago, I'm sorry, the San Diego Chargers. Look,
I got you so just flustered.
Yes, I know. Drew Brees has the chance to surpass.
He will.
Johnny, he has a chance.
He will.
He has a chance.
Don't start with me. I'm going to wear my Drew Brees shirt.
Johnny Unitas for the most consecutive games in which he has thrown at least one touchdown pass.
And that number is?
47.
57.
57?
Pretty sure.
I'm down 10.
Wow, but I just, you know what? I'll find out, but Steven, you're supposed to be better at me than these things.
Yes.
he says yes. He agrees wholeheartedly, which I take so much comfort in. I can't find it real quickly, so I'm just going to tell you what's going on and what's up is up. What is that buzzing sound? Make it stop before I kill somebody. Yes. You know my tolerance level for things that don't go perfectly?
Don't ever
question
me.
It's 47, apparently. is he going to 48?
He tied him at 47. Okay. He's going to 48.
So when Drew Brees throws a touchdown pass to, and I'm calling it, my boyfriend and his BFF, Jimmy Graham.
Yes.
He's gonna hit a post route to Jimmy Graham. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it right here. It'll be about 15 yards. Post route to Jimmy Graham. That will be the record-setting touchdown. It'll be done in the first quarter, early in the first quarter. They will stop the game. They will have a beautiful celebration.
Johnny U set the record from 1956 to 1960. It took four seasons for him because they didn't play that many games back then.
Right. That's a crazy streak.
But even still... 47 games of, I'm going to throw a touchdown pass. What you going to do about it?
And I do. Now, Steven, this is frankly one of the couple most difficult games of the week to pick.
Yeah.
I have vacillated greatly. I am going to stick with my original pick of the San Diego Chargers in this game. Ooh. Going on the road on Sunday Night Football, I'm going to take superior coaching with Norv Turner. Clearly is superior than their third string head coach. They're in. Well, he takes off his headphones. He has to laugh so hard that he has to take off his headphones.
You have to take a superior coaching, and then you say Norv Turner. And I gotta laugh.
Okay, it's the episode of Friends that was on last night on KTLA 5, where Ross says,
what?
To Chandler, just look at me.
I'm looking at you.
We're not friends right now.
Oh.
Steven knows where this is going. Hey.
I'm talking to you as
Monica's
brother.
I'm talking to you as Monica's big brother, but my little sister.
Right.
If you ever hurt or in any other ways make my sister's life uncomfortable, I'll find you and I'll kick your ass.
And then this is Chandler. hey, are we friends again?
No, no. He just busts up laughing for a long time. He can't stop laughing. And then Ross is like, no, I'm serious. Yes. And then they're done.
And it's like, are we friends again?
Yeah.
Let me tell you the shit, Monica's brother. Just tell me. And Ross just gets mad and leaves.
And then all the girls laugh at him when he says that he's going to kick his ass.
Yes.
I had the talk.
Yes.
And they all laugh at him. So that's what Steve is doing. He's laughing.
Okay.
At me.
I have the Chargers simply because
what?
I have the Chargers. I just think that's how much a disarray the Saints are in.
Oh, dude, you cannot give up 400 plus yards
they're
a game on defense. I get this, I guarantee. Uh-oh. The Saints don't give up 400 yards in this game. They only give up 375 yards a game.
I put a quarter on that.
375 yards a game, and they still lose.
I got a quarter says that Chargers go over 400 yards of offense.
No, I think the defense mans up a little bit for this.
Put the quarter.
I don't have him. You have all the change. I don't carry change.
I want
change.
It all, so bring your own. Bring more.
Bring more. Bring your keys.
Put a dollar.
Put up the helmets.
I got a dollar right here.
Oh, outstanding. Dollar right here. You sure that's a dollar?
Yes, it is.
Looks a little short.
That's 25, three quarters, that's 75. Two dimes, and a nickel.
That's a dollar, and there's my George Washington.
There you
sitting
go.
Right next to the hard drive there. All right.
I'm
going to mark this
me?
As a money game.
Yes.
I am marking this as a money game.
Good.
And I'm going to put in the notes why it's a money game so we don't forget. 400 yards.
Of total offense
Steven,
for the Chargers.
Yes. Jeff, no. Okay.
All saved. Right. Games of importance. We'll start with the Green Bay Packers traveling to Indianapolis to face the Colts. And look, the Colts, they already had a very interesting season going ahead of them, right?
Very interesting.
Rookie,
you
rookie
call
quarterback, a lot of changes.
Rookie head coach.
Well, now their coach is gone.
Now the coach is gone. That is just too much.
And even though Bruce Arenas is going to come in and try and emulate what Chuck Pagano was doing there, and you know,
right.
Arena saying, this is not my head coaching job. I'm just here to fulfill what Pagano wanted.
Have you heard like the saddest thing of this whole story about this process, where we are in this process?
No.
The Indianapolis Colts, this may make you cry, are keeping, they're not touching Pagano's office, and they're keeping the light on.
Wow.
That's the class of organization you're dealing with the billionaire tweeter Jim Irsay.
Uh-huh.
That is the class that you're dealing with. They're keeping the light on in his office. It will not be turned off at night because they're waiting for him to return.
Right.
We'll keep a light on for you.
It's tough. It's just going to be too much to ask.
It is for a young team.
And so I've got Green Bay. I think Green Bay finally, whatever was bugging them last week against the Saints.
There's some things out of sorts.
I think they... Their passing game looked good.
All I need is a little bit of time.
It was back to Aaron Rodgers throwing four touchdown passes. That's all I need.
Back to Jordy Nelson being relevant, James Jones, Donald Jones, Spedrick Jones. Anyone with the last name Jones, you're catching footballs from Aaron Rodgers this week. Michael Finley. And let me tell you, Greg Jennings should be back at full strength this week on the injury side from there. The Packers are favored by 7. That feels a little probably right. I wouldn't want to go much higher than that because they're on the road in a dome. Actually, they may have the dome open just like the Dallas Cowboys did, and they shouldn't have done that. Another one of my things is they haven't had – how many times have they had the roof open there for Romo?
I don't know.
It was like never, honestly. And if my team's not going well, I don't change things at home like opening the roof. I try and keep things as – comfortable and familiar to say fix it. I don't say let's just throw a little curveball at you and open the roof. That was another aside of mine that nobody's talked about except Jeff Fallis. Now Packers Colts, we both got the Packers by 7. We think that line's fine. Next, Dolphins at Bengals, 1-3, 3-1.
The Bengalis.
10 a.m. game on CBS Sports.
Why is this game?
Bengals are 3. Because Bengals are 3-1, dude. If they go 4-1.
Yeah.
Honestly, you've got a division
I like
where
the Bengals. This is my dumbest wager line of the week.
I like it. I like it, Steven.
3.5 points, dude.
Yes.
You're telling me that a guy, Andy Dalton, you know how many fantasy
now,
points
mind
he scored
you,
in the last?
Miami,
he scored 23 or more.
Miami burned me last week against Zona.
He did.
Needing overtime.
That was 5.5. But that was 5.5. That's a lot. And I guess the Vegas odds makers learned something about that because this is now 3.5.
Yeah.
I would have flip-flopped those. I would have thought Arizona would have been 3.5.
Absolutely.
And the Bengals, who are 3-1, would be 5.5. I like Cincinnati at 3.5. I think they win by a touchdown. I don't think they're going to need
overtime. Exactly your words last week about the Arizona Cardinals.
That's not what I think
they win by at least a touchdown. You did say those are your words on TalkSport.
That they would
maybe
win
not
by a touchdown?
On this show. You said so they win by at least a touchdown.
By at least.
And they did. They won by 5 or 4. What through?
Three.
Three. They won by 3. They failed to cover. Failure to cover. Bad. But, yeah, I would agree with you on this leaning towards the dumbest wager line of the day.
Only because, look, and here's why I think it's the dumbest wager line, and it's not just 3.5, but the Dolphins are coming off back-to-back overtime games. That takes a toll on you.
It adds up a wee bit.
I don't care how good you are.
Or how hot your wife is.
You just had to play 2 extra quarters. I'm sorry. I'm such a baby, cause the Dolphins make me cry. And other than the fact that I'm actually a little pissed right now at Charlie.
At you can't be pissed at a bald woman.
Yes, I can.
All
did
right.
You see the picture she posted on my Facebook?
I laughed at it. I thought it was funny. Look, NFL memes can be fun. And it's yes, it can be hurtful when
and
it goes
I'm
against
calling
your
them
team.
Memes.
You keep calling them Nikes and memes. You do whatever. You call things whatever
M-E-M-E.
You like.
M-E-M-E. How do you pronounce that? Meme.
I don't know. I go to a place for lunch that's called Pei Wei, and I call it Pee Wee because that's the way it's spelled. And so, you know, I agree with you on pronunciations. They should be left to individuals, but it is what it is. Now, the Dolphins
and
Bengals.
And her name might not get on the list for Sport Cafe.
I will make sure that her name is on the list. Again, I'm collecting the list. Last year we had over 90, and we had to turn some people away, and I felt really crummy about that. I need first and last names of people attending the party on the Saturday before the International Series game in London.
I've gotten some emails.
At
so
Sport Cafe.
You
do have to forward them to me. They come to jeff@rarn.net, and I am the master keeper of the list and putting together. And if you did not email me your list, your name, your guest, not Jeff Ellis plus one, but Jeff Ellis plus Steven Screwball.
Why can't you say my name properly?
I'm not saying your name. I'm referring to Steven that I grew up with, who is a screwball. But if you can't say that, that has to be in your note. It can't be just Jeff plus 3. I need names because there's going to be such a crowd outside and such a long line that you just can't bring people in without and you're going to need ID to get in and stuff like that. But you shouldn't have to pay at the door, and you should be able to jump the queue. We're working on it still because there's the Patriots are hosting a private party that night also, and so we're competing with them for space. So we need everybody's names
They're
in advance.
They're not going to use the little
the skybox.
That we
Where do you think Robert
get?
Kraft sits with his entourage?
Down in the bottom?
No, Robert Kraft sits upstairs in the box.
All right. So do we got to go? Do we got to move it to Friday?
No, dude, don't confuse people, okay?
Right,
we're going on Saturday.
Saturday.
We just don't know exactly
when. We're going Saturday, okay.
We're not
going
to confuse anybody.
Because some people were saying that, you know, they don't get into London until Saturday Eve, so if we have it earlier Saturday, they may not be able to
come.
We're
going to do the very best we can. I like the parties that start
Let's
at 7 p.m.
Bonds.
Oh, that was terrific. We got too many people now.
That's true.
What I like is the party starts at 7 p.m. and ends when it ends.
That's true.
That's what I like. I don't want anyone kicking me out at midnight or 1
right.
a.m. or 2 a.m. Yeah, no, we leave the party when the party's over.
Yes.
And we, you know when the party's over? When we leave.
Yeah, but you know what? We got a lot more to do now this year.
We've got obligations.
On Sunday.
What do you think Visine is for?
We can't sleep.
Can't sleep.
Till
can't
an hour
think,
before the
can't
game.
Seem to find
like,
time
oh, my God, we got to get to the stadium. We can't do that anymore.
Somewhere she sleeps.
I left like a whole 5 hours
floor.
Before you last week.
You skipped the Playboy Club party.
That was at night.
That was at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about to going to
He's
the stadium in the morning.
Skipping parties altogether at the Playboy Club
yeah, it was.
With players.
Yes.
That's how Steven rolls because he's got to get an hour
oh
sleep.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm...
What are you panicking
about?
The
Cowboys game is after the Wembley game.
Yes.
And I have to go and work on that.
Why don't you just sit in the press box at Wembley all by yourself?
I can't stay there for 3 hours.
Can.
For 3 hours?
Sure.
And then how am I going to get home, Jeffrey?
You'll take a train. It'll be late.
Yeah.
You'll, I don't know. I don't know. A Sky won't send a car for you, I'll tell you that much. That's only to get us to the studio.
All right.
Okay, enough.
Mike the cabbie. I need your help.
Mike the cabbie, 411. 911. We both got the Bengals. We think this is the dumbest wager line of the week.
Bengals.
Ravens at Chiefs. Baltimore Ravens 3-1. Chiefs 1-3. 10 a.m. game on CBS Sports. Ravens 6-point favors on the road. Over under of 46. Ravens. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy, you know, lemon squeezy.
The Chiefs, I don't think you're ever going to take them because they did you wrong last week, right?
You know, yeah.
They did do you wrong. No, I'm not going to say.
You know what's interesting is a lot of the teams that aren't doing well don't suck completely. And the Chiefs are one of those teams that I think people, if you
don't
watch their games,
loud.
They don't suck out loud. They suck rather quietly. And the Chiefs are one of those teams. I think Miami's one of those teams. They've got some of their stuff together. The 49ers, I mean the Jets, I was reading the wrong thing. The Jets, you do suck completely, and your record's 2-2. So that's what's really interesting. Some of these 1-3 teams, 0-4 teams, you know the Browns don't look bad all the time. They really don't. They can put together a good series, but they inevitably turn it over in the end zone or something horrible like that, and it comes back. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, perfect example of a team that's not that bad. The Buccaneers, not that bad. You're just not winning, and it's we do have parity in the NFL, and I am
no parrots.
Yes,
no
I'm
parrots.
Happy about that. Probably want a cracker. Whack.
All right, we both have the Ravens there. I don't see, you know,
this
Jamal
pick will
Charles,
not be changing. Jamal Charles can rush for 250 yards, and the Ravens. Well, first of all, you don't do that against the Ravens, and the Ravens will still beat you. Even though it's in your house and nobody can win there in Kansas City. That used to be true.
That's not longer true.
That used to be true.
A long time ago.
That is an urban legend
nowadays.
Los
Titanes y los Vikings de Minnesota.
There you go. Titans at Vikings translation. 1-3 at 3-1. Afternoon, 1:25 start on CBS, part of their doubleheader.
I don't know if Titanes is Spanish for Titans. I don't know.
It could be. Vikings are 5.5-point favors at home in the dome. Could be.
Okay.
Who do you like, baby?
Yeah. Well, in this game, like the Minnesota Vikings. I've been a big fan
You've
of the
You've been
Minnesota
rolling with the Vikings all
while.
Season. You know that Chris Ponder is going to become a decent NFL quarterback.
He's going to be pretty good.
And you believe he's well on his road.
He is. And I think I was the only one, too, who believed that Adrian Peterson was going to come back and he was going to be for real.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people were like, I don't know.
Is he in full beast mode yet? I think he's in 70-80% beast mode. But 80% of Adrian Peterson is way more than anybody else. And now look, Matthew Hasselbeck.
I was right with Titans. Okay.
All right. Matthew Hasselbeck will be quarterbacking the Tennessee Titans, which, frankly, I think in the short term is better. Because I think he's a better quarterback than Jake Locker today.
Yes.
But he is not going to be your quarterback beyond this year where he will probably retire, which is why you needed to have Jake Locker out there. We wish him a speedy recovery from his non-throwing shoulder, which did get separated and sure looked painful. Did you see him yell in pain?
I would have yelled in pain.
I would have yelled in pain. I mean, it was Matt Stafford yelling like, oh!
It's funny because everybody was like, Chris Johnson is back and
no,
he runs for 140. Look, Houston was daring, and I mean daring.
Double dog dare. Maybe even a triple dare dog. Maybe.
Because they only had six in the box most of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why would you put more than that until he makes you put more?
Exactly.
What I said.
And so I don't think he goes crazy. Look, the Vikings have been stout against the run.
Nate Washington, Jared Cook, these are your receiving leaders for the Tennessee Titans. Good luck with that. Nate Washington truly has been terrific with his 22-yard average.
Percy Harvin.
But, dude, Percy Harvin, 30 catches, 300 yards. That's right the sweet spot of a great wide receiver.
Here's a stat, Percy Harvin. 20-plus plays that go for 20-plus yards.
Wow.
He has the most of anybody in the league. And over the last three seasons, he has more than anybody ever except Gale Sayers.
That's amazing. Dude, that Gale Sayers. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Dude, and by the way, speaking of really amazing accomplishments like that, we must take a moment for Miguel Cabrera winning the Triple Crown.
Triple Crown!
First time since 1967.
I don't know what a Triple Crown is. Just kidding.
You do know what the Triple Crown is. And I am old enough to have been alive when the last Triple... You weren't. When the last Triple Crown was won.
1967.
Yes.
I was running around as
inside
a,
your mommy's inside, tummy?
Inside my dad's, you know...
Junk?
Yeah, junk.
I don't know what you... I don't know where you want to go with that.
Yeah, you know. Okay. Inside his junk. I was swimming around. Let's just put it that way.
I was a viable fish. All righty.
Well, it was 67. I wasn't born till 69. So
that's my. You really weren't a blip on the radar anywhere.
No.
And I was 2 years old when Yaz won. And
so you didn't know. You didn't see it. You didn't experience
it. I had no part
of it.
First of all, he's a Red Sox, and so I would have hated him anyways.
Right.
But I did have the privilege of seeing Yaz play at the end of his career.
Right.
Let me tell you this story. I'll end with this baseball moment. Carl Yastrzemski's last game at Anaheim Stadium. It's now Angel Stadium. But at Anaheim Stadium, his final at bat, the crowd was cheering for Yaz because he wasn't starting in the game. Uh-huh. And it was the last time the Red Sox were going to come into town, and we knew that he was retiring after the season. Coach put him in, finally, in the ninth inning to hit. He pinch hit, brought Yaz in just for the crowd. And he walked. That is my Carl Yastrzemski memory from my childhood. Go Yaz. But one of the greats.
1967.
Joined now by Miguel Cabrera. Congratulations. You won it. You deserve it. You deserve the MVP.
I'll put you on the hot seat.
You deserve the MVP.
Here's a question for you. How many Triple Crown winners have there been?
Five.
Try again.
Seven.
Try again.
Four.
Higher.
Six.
Higher.
65.
Way lower.
I have no idea.
Okay, when you went to 65, I kind of clued in that you probably
was the reason I said that, was to make you realize we need to end this bit.
Probably you don't have any idea. 14th. This was the 14th.
How can you have so many of one thing that hasn't happened in 40 years? Okay?
Apparently it happened a lot in the 30s and 40s.
Wow, that's just nonsense. Now, first of all, in
Ted
the 30s,
Williams did in 42.
Teddy Baseball, man.
That was amazing because dude hit like 36 home runs that year.
Teddy Baseball.
When nobody was hitting
home runs. In the dead
ball era.
Dead ball era, yeah. Teddy Baseball. But anyways, congratulations, Miguel Cabrera. I just need to finish this and say you deserve the MVP award.
Congratulations.
Mike Trout, no matter how great a season Mike Trout has had, and it's one of the greatest seasons of all time, to have a Triple Crown winner in most of our lifetimes, you win the MVP. I'm sorry.
I think what nobody's saying is defense. I like his defense.
Yeah.
And if you put his defense together with everything that he's done offensively,
MVP season.
The fact that he's a rookie.
Yeah.
But you know what? You win.
He's 21 years old. If he's this good, he should probably have another opportunity. It's like the Academy Awards. They're going to say you're going to have another opportunity.
He was 330 was his batting average, was incredible. 44 home runs and 139 RBIs.
Unbelievable. I never thought I'd see another one in my lifetime, so I'm very excited about this.
There were two in 1933. Two of them.
Two Triple Crown winners.
In 1933. Chuck Klein of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Dunham.
And Jimmy Fox of the Philadelphia Athletics.
Know him because he's
two
an egg.
Philadelphia, right. Two Philadelphia teams.
There you go. How weird would that have been?
Huh?
Talk about the glory days of Philly baseball.
Exactly.
Gee whiz. You got the A's and the Phillies.
The Phillies.
Both having Triple Crown winners in the same season. I'd like to go back in a time machine to the final week of the season. That season?
Yeah.
That would have been a blast.
Awesome. And the New York Yankees, the most...
Triple Crown winners. Oh, gee, that's surprising. Anyway, Babe Ruth.
Mantle, Gehrig,
Ruth.
And no, Ruth.
Jimmy Fox?
Ruth never hit a Fox.
Jimmy Fox. Whoa!
Ruth,
what a pull!
Ruth never hit a Triple Crown.
What would he have blacked? I guess average.
Probably average.
He certainly
struck out a lot, didn't he?
Well, and he's not real quick to first base.
There you go.
Not right. The spryest.
Enough baseball there, but we did want
to. Absolutely need to celebrate
Cabrera.
That moment.
Very nice.
Because it's never happened.
They call
okay.
it Milky Way.
I don't
Melky,
know.
Milky.
Milky.
Milky is what they call it. All right, we were with the Titans. I got Minnesota.
I got Minnesota.
All right, there we
Minnesota.
Go.
Minnesota.
The Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers.
Niners favored by 9.5 points. It's a lot.
Now, Greg, I know I saw your comment.
What happened to your defense,
that
bro?
You took the Bills, and it was.
Thank you for standing with me.
A homer pick.
As I stood with you on your homer pick and lost the challenge game last week. Thank you, Greg.
But he's taking them again this week.
Greg, you have now officially crossed the line of homerism, and that's okay. Because you know what?
You'll be happy to know that next week I'm not crossing the line of homerism.
That is, Steven, you said that more times than I can count.
No, I can't.
I will
look,
not.
I'm getting paid now. I'm a professional. I can no longer cross the line of homerism. Next week the Cowboys are coming out of their bye and they're playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, a place where the Ravens haven't lost in 14 straight. I can't cross the homerism line.
But you will.
I won't.
At some point, you will. He will call me whimpering right before kickoff. I'm changing. I've got to. But you got to realize, Des Bryant, it's Thursday, and on Thursday, Des Bryant got his lucky rabbit's foot back, and Tony Romo, he got baptized as a Catholic.
Fine. Fine. Make fun of me.
Okay.
Fine.
Well, make I thought that's what I was paid to do.
I've got the 49ers.
Greg, come on. Enjoy the 49ers. They're a fun team. They could be your new team. You could come out and visit them and see us.
The Tennessee Titans.
The Houston Texans used to be the
to New York to face the Jets on Monday Night Football on ESPN.
That's right.
A week after the Jets get shut out. Could this possibly be the first time the Jets get shut out in back-to-back weeks?
Steven, here's a fun fact to you that Pat Kerwin taught me.
Okay.
Used to be, because Pat tracks every stat known to man, used to be you go 2003 and before, you put up a goose egg or a donut, as Kostaki called it. The next week, you win. You win.
Really?
Recently, you put up a goose egg, you lose badly.
You lose badly again.
Modern day players are a pale imitation of the ancient day warriors, to quote Bull Durham.
Don't play the quote.
I'm not. I'm just giving it to you.
Yeah.
And
but you were doing a little Forrest Gump there. Did you like the opening of My Good, Bad, the Ugly this week?
I don't find pop culture references usually funny.
Oh, okay.
So that's just not my form of my style. I read the column.
Yeah.
Which proves that I knew that. You said
you
life is awful like a box of chocolate.
Yes,
I mean, that's
it is.
You never know what you're going to get
in the NFL.
And that is the
know.
NFL right now. Except in this game where the Houston Texans are going to put a whooping on this hapless New York Jets, where we are likely now to see more Tebow.
What if Tebow comes in?
He's going to, apparently.
What if he comes in?
Apparently,
like,
Woody Johnson.
What if he takes over? What if he takes over?
Well, then I'm going to get Jesse
the
yodeling cowgirl.
The defense plays tough, and they keep it close, and then they're only down by four, and then Tebow time! And then he marches down the field, they score a touchdown, and they win the game, and everyone's like, oh, see, Tebow should have been from the beginning!
I'll do my Mike Irvin impression. Ready?
Yeah.
I believe in Tebow! I believe!
That's a little more Deion Sanders than Michael Irvin.
That was more Deion.
Yeah.
But I was channeling Mike.
You were channeling Mike.
I was channeling Mike. All right. I believe in Tebow.
We both have the Texans in this one.
I believe in my number one ranked Houston Texans.
Yes. Possibility.
Houston Texans. That got me to Mike Irvin. I had to get into Texas.
Houston and Atlanta lose to the Jets. And the Redskins.
Never happen.
Both of those teams are on the road.
Never happen.
And the Arizona Cardinals win. You're going to have a dilemma. You're going to have the only 5-0 team. They're going to have to pop the gold.
I've got, what do you want in my wallet? I've got a picture of, I've got a sports clip.
I want
clips.
Your black Amex card.
I don't own a black Amex card.
Did you see Broke?
No.
If you guys haven't seen the ESPN 30 for 30.
I will sell you my child, her 10th grade picture.
30 for 30. Broke on
oh,
ESPN.
I've recorded it.
You got to watch it.
I've recorded
and
it.
And Sean Salisbury, who well, we had on the show.
Sean Salisbury, man.
Dude, he says, first of all, it comes in a little James Bond-like sealed suitcase thing.
What does?
The Black Amex. That's like, okay. And they showed a picture of it, and it's like, okay. Right? And he's like, I wrote a check for 1 month to American Express for $108,000. And after I puked, I tried to figure out what did I spend $108,000.
What
did I
know.
Get for $108,000? Didn't know. And that's what these guys, they don't understand. They got all that money, but they got to put it away, Jeff, because they don't get any checks in the offseason.
Sean Salisbury was truly a humbled man.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Truly a humbled man.
I sent them a tweet.
And for people to actually hear the word Sean Salisbury and humble in the same sentence, yeah, you can get done puking because it's real.
Yeah.
People can be humbled, okay? They get the rear end handed to them enough in enough embarrassing ways.
We both have the Texans. Time for the nap game. I don't have your nap, your snore sound.
Oh, yeah. We don't have the snore.
Where is your snore
sound? I don't know. It's been so long. You know.
I'm warning you. I'm seriously stressed out here.
That's not true.
All right.
I'm having fun.
I am too. So we're going to the nap games, and I'm going to find your snore. I'm going to find it.
Yeah, you should. It's funny. I don't disagree.
Yelling at me for snoring. You snored three times louder than
I am
me.
Coming to find that in my older age and with my additional girth, I snore quite a bit.
You are a snurth. Yes.
Snurth? Appreciate the way you combine snore and girth into snurth. Appreciate that.
Jeff snurthing.
I can't put anything in their hands. We're too stupid.
We're too stupid. All right, we'll start with the New York Giants hosting the Cleveland Browns early game on CBS.
Giants.
Favored by 9.
Remember, we don't give a lot of love to these games. Giants. Then the
Although, I'm...
You don't like the line?
I heck no.
Okay.
First of all, if the Browns can keep the spread in check against the Ravens, they're certainly going to keep it in check against a Giants team that's struggling right now.
Okay. I think they're going to be fine.
Struggling.
Okay, but I think they're going to be fine.
And they're struggling due to injury. Their secondary is like, blah.
Blah. That's descriptive.
Bears at Jaguars.
Bears. And here's the biggest reason of all is that MJD once went off a couple years ago on Jay Cutler on Twitter. And said some very mean things about Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
And there's no other way of spinning it. And I like MJD 20 times more than I like Jay Cutler.
Yes.
But he was mean.
But
was he wrong?
Was he mean or was he being honest?
Steven, mean is mean. Okay? Honesty can be mean. People that run around and say it's all cool because I told the truth.
Right.
That doesn't mean that, see, I'm going to play the Bible card here. A little concept called truth in love.
Right.
Truth in love. If you say the truth and you ignore love, you might be doing evil. Okay. But it was true!
I think he was just being
honest. Was it loving? No. He took a jab at him. So I'm not saying what he did was evil. I'm saying it was mean. Okay. It was hurtful. And that's the way it is. Whenever you're going to deliver the truth to somebody, make sure it contains love. Otherwise, you are being hurtful.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean you lie, therefore, but it might mean you might need me to pick a better time and make sure you're in a decent mood and make sure that you're considering the other person's feelings. Because I don't think he was considering Jay's feelings. He was just blasted away. And so for that reason, I think good Jay Cutler shows up and spanks the Jaguars.
Of course, it could be possible that Jay
he presses. When Jay presses, bad things happen. Yeah. But I think that he's just.
I got the Bears.
They're good enough. The Jags are bad enough that even if Jay presses, they still win the game. Seahawks at Panthers, Steven. The final of the nap games. 1 o'clock start.
Back and forth.
This to me is the most difficult game of the lot to pick. I've got the Panthers, and I'll be wearing my Cam Newton jersey.
I'm taking the Panthers because they are at home. I don't like what I see. Just like Denver is a different team playing at home than they are on the road, so are the Seahawks.
Mm.
At home, well, you know, you saw what they did to Dallas and Green Bay. On the road, They can't get out of their own way. They can't get out of their own way.
There's another team, Seattle, that looks a lot better than their record.
Yeah.
People are chastising to death Mr. Wilson. Russell Wilson. Mr. Wilson, yes. The quarterback of the Seahawks. They're chastising him robustly because of his really poor choices sometimes throwing the football. But if you look at any of his games in total, you'll see a guy who's really small and playing really big.
Yeah.
Okay? He is somebody that could be an NFL quarterback. And we will find out as the season goes on. But don't hate on him until you sit down and watch one of his games.
People are asking for Flynn.
Yeah, this is nonsense. I was asking for Flynn before the season began when I was told that TJ would still keep his job. Tavares Jackson, it was his team. And that was bullcrap that was being lied to by Pete Carroll. And I understand you want to see Matt Flynn when your backup's being paid a fortune. You want to see him when your team's losing. But look, Russell Wilson, that kid is tough, and he knows how to play the game, and his teammates seem to really have his back. I like the Seahawks. I think they're losing this week to the Panthers, but it wouldn't surprise me if it went the other way.
I've got Carolina. Jeffrey, that leaves you with two games,
my
friend.
It does. Cardinals at Rams for the challenge game or Broncos at Patriots for the challenge game.
What if I flip over
the Broncos? Neither of these. You're not. Neither of these are good choices.
What do you mean I'm not? You're denying me a change?
Denied.
Why?
Not so far yet. What year?
I let you change to the Chiefs once.
Once?
3 weeks ago.
Jeff going to break the tie and go up 3-2 in challenge game pickage. I will be rolling with the Rams tonight, and I will know my fate tonight.
Wow.
On Thursday night football.
Just like that.
You know what, Steven? Because I'm not covered in Vaseline, unlike certain players' gloves, who shall remain nameless, Des Bryant. Yeah, I don't vacillate.
All right, cool. Cool.
I just call. Do you think
there
I could?
Cars,
Broncos,
Rams,
Patriots.
He's got it. So I can change.
I could have had Tom
change.
Brady. No, wait a minute. I could have Tom Brady. Speaking of Vaseline, I could have Tom Brady for the win.
No,
got you've
got
Patriots. Brady. Oh, I'd have to. No.
You've got Denver.
No, yeah, no. I'm gonna roll with the home team on a short week. I'm gonna go all in here with the safer bet.
All right, this is how it starts. It started for me last year.
Well, you know,
I'm not superstitious. Maybe a little stitious. You know, that's a bad joke. Eli gave me that joke. I'm sorry.
All right.
I love Eli and Peyton. I love you both for very different reasons.
Yeah,
one has
Jeffrey,
more jewelry.
It's time. We are
Let's
way
Let's say goodnight
time,
to all our company.
Thursday night football tonight. M-I-C. Listen, Talk Sport. We've got a new Talk Sport piece up, basically recapping last week, and we'll have one.
A preview piece.
Previewing this week
Should
as well.
Should be up tomorrow or Saturday.
Check it out.
Overnight, if you're an insomniac, do what you need to do. M-I-C.
K-E-Y.
No, see you real soon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You never watched the Mickey Mouse Club?
I did
even
not.
When Lisa Wetchel was on. Hello! She made Marsha Brady.
I watched Facts of Life.
Oh, Lisa Wetchel was in that.
Yes, she
after
was.
The Mickey Mouse Club. I slept with the magazine cover of her under my pillow
really?
Once when I was like 11.
She was okay. I like Joe.
Speaking of Harry Hands, you would like Joe because she's an athlete.
Yeah.
I like the bell of the ball. Thank you. M-I-C. See you real soon.
See you soon.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S. C's going to beat Utah tonight by double digits.
Yeah, I don't even. Okay. Anyways, we'll see you later. I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.